Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Here we go. You're looking out on the beat, Chunks.
Baby.
I'm feeling my the LA Las Vegas connection right now. Dagger. You're looking out, Red.
Baby.
LA. They be hating.
West Coast all time.
Hating on me. Hating on Chunks.
Baby.
Hating on Red. Hating on the Witter Boys. Hating on the West Coast. Fuck it. Look. Dax on the mic and demand attention.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, now listen. I got bars I pick and place. So Dax is sharpie, can erase.
No permanent.
I got still gonna hear me. I haunt your house and I make you fear me. Got a lot of issues, shit, no tissues. If I start shooting, I still won't miss you. I don't wanna do that. Just step back. I'm going with the money we drank and the bitches.
I'd rather do that
than waste my time. I don't know about y'all getting on. Time to shine. Spirit so drastic. Shit's brand new and already classic. I ain't average. Causing damage. Got a game that can't be managed. Way too savage. Life ain't lavish. People look fine on my Facebook status. Get a life before you pay the price.
Do you feel like you're punk?
Roll the dice. No, listen to the crap that I pay and smash out. That's what you get when you open your mouth. Dumb motherfucking niggas just can't save them.
Fuck no homo and the people that made them.
Hating on me, hating on me all around us. They be hating on me, hating on me all around us. Yeah, they hating on me. 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 In the 3D, you can't see me, not like Stevie. Begging for shit, bitch, I ain't a genie. If I was rich, I'd fuck a bitch from all around the. If I was rich, I'd shit on bitches all around the. That's so crazy, can't be lazy. Can't stop, drop, flop, y'all love to hate. One part criminal, one part gigolo. Always gotta stay real high, original, no subliminals. Talk to you straight up, bitch ass niggas. Yeah. Surplus makeup, niggas get your weight up. Dax too heavy, jump suit,
did the beat, damn with it. Yeah.
What I'm gonna say next, stop, pause. Girl, you wanna play this, drop, draw, break laws. Have my back, help me make my money stack. Roll my blunts, pull my drain,
nasty.
Damn this thing, I gotta go though. Still got time to rap my song. Why you wanna try me? You can't deny me. And when I'm up a pill, I'm so excited. Smoke like Marley, I be stoned. I left alone, so I broke my phone. Had to kill my clone, cause he tried to attack me. I fight myself, please.
Please don't hate me.
Yes, got a blood to hit. I'm more money to make, so you can hate me, bitch.
Ha, ha, hating on me. 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 Hating on me. Hating on me. Hating on me. All around me. Yeah, they hating.
For them, the Dagger bitches, aka 4DB with it, with it gang, what it do fresh, what it do west, I be with it.
Stupid shit. Are you talking to me?
No.
Cocknose. What's your problem, kid?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son Thomas has Tourette syndrome.
What? Mom, let's just go.
Shit. People with Tourette's can't control certain tics. It's like a sneeze.
Asshole! Wait. Whoa. You're telling me there's an illness that makes you blurt out insanity? Mom, can we just go home, please?
It's okay, Thomas. They understand.
I want to go! Shitbag!
Poor kid.
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
It's a neurological disorder. He can't help it.
Yeah.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
Hey, don't you want to buy that toy?
I don't need the toy. I found something better. Because I got a golden ticket. I got a golden chance to make my way.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Cam. If you're listening to this, then you're tuned into Bang Out Radio with the Dagger LA West Coast all day, playing only independent artists from around the world, R&B, hip-hop, rap, it don't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9, West Coast time. Bang out. Cam.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio, reality radio. Slap Sundays in full effect. We done made it through a whole week, so let's keep things moving and keep things moving forward. Oh, man, there's a whole lot of bullshit, man, as always. But that's what we're here for, to try to make it, you know, talk about it, get it off our chest, and see what the next fucking week is going to have to look forward to, all right, or what we're going to have to look forward to in the next week. But as we start out, as always, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for starting everything off and then allowing us to keep things moving and keep things moving forward, all right? Also, shout outs to all independent artists. Keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I got four shows, actually. Three of them play music. I will find a place for the rotation. I got a lot of new slappers to get to tonight, all right? So make sure you keep sending in your music. One more time, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day, excuse me, to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support these independent artists, to support reality, to support the beauties of the week that come through, producers, directors. I mean, if you fucking with Bang Out Radio, thank you. And thank you to the supporters who are supporting those messing with Bang Out Radio, because, of course, all y'all got to do is talk about the show. That's all I ask. That's all y'all got to do. That's all I need y'all to do, all right? I do need a lot of other shit, but I've come to the point where none of that other shit is probably going to go down. So just talk about the show, all right? Run your mouths, talk about the show. Very simple, very simple, very simple. All right? And remember, if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me. Before we get to the new slappers this week, let's check the phone lines real quick and see who's out there. Straight out to 601-9021. You got Dagger. What it do?
What up?
What it do? Who this?
It's Lil Bobby.
Lil Bobby, what's going down, Pippin? How you feeling?
Man, chill. I got my homie Lil Esther on the phone.
Oh, there you go. Lil Esther, what's it going, man? How you feeling this week? Oh, wait, yeah. I got to bring him in. Hold on. You made it seem like he was on the line with you, man. Hold on. Let's see who else we got. It's after 678-8966. Esther?
What's happening, bro? You already know this, your boy, Mr. Peel
in the building. What it do, man? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, man, just cooling.
Cool. Man,
right.
Also, man, it's a squad here, because I know who this is right here. It's after 469-7962. Levi?
Yeah, man.
I'm getting good at this, y'all. What it do, Pippins? How y'all feeling? Man, we got the lineup today. So, and the best part is I got new music from all these cats right here. So we about to get it in real quick now. Where little Esther at though? I didn't hear it. Little Esther, you good?
Man.
Oh, okay, there he is. Just making sure. So first off, hold on. We're gonna do it like this. Like I said, we got brand new music. As I tell people all the time, you fuck with me, then your music gets in rotation, especially if it knocks. So, Mr. Pills, out the gate, man. Tell them about this Rap Stars real quick. Bring it in for them.
Oh, yeah, this right here is those, man, Rap Stars come about, you know, how people be pretending to be Rap Stars, and, you know, it's all about the glitter and fame, and don't even know, appreciate the artistry, you know what I'm saying, of being an artist, you feel me? So, Rap Stars is just something I just came up with, because everybody want to be one, you feel me?
Yeah, but everybody can't be one, you know what I mean?
Already. So,
all right, y'all, here we go, y'all. Make sure y'all know where y'all heard it first, man. Mr. Pills, Rap Stars, bringing it in on this Slap Sunday. Let's start it off right. Let's go.
Be a rap star. But your best keep moving. Most of y'all just some actors. Can't even act in a movie. In this rap game, they say it's all fortune fame. But when you get to the money, then you overplay. If you listen to the bullshit, then you a lame. Don't be the one that let the benefits just talk your name. Keep your game based on that mean 24. Gonna be your sit like 50 when you walk through that door. Mr. Peels, don't pretend, cause I'm getting mine. Down for the grind, cause the end, all I see is shine.
Everybody wants to be a rap star. But your best keep moving. Most of y'all just some actors. Can't even act in a movie. Matter of fact, you the none factor. If you hate me, sue me. Everybody wants to be a rap star. But your best keep moving.
You making music, but they won't even cut the check. In this side of work, partner, that's just disrespect. Save your soul for some crumbs that ain't even bringing. You
day rappers getting by. Thinking that they wanna hit them because they getting high. I'ma keep it real, cause ain't no other way to be. Mr. Pills on 3 ATL.
Everybody wants to be a rap star, rap star. But you best keep moving. Most of y'all just some actors, actors. Can't even act in a movie. Matter of fact, use a nun factor, factor. If you hate me, sue me. Everybody wants to be a rap star, rap star. But you best keep moving. Everybody wants to be a rap star.
Know we got a lot of your music already in effect now, yeah, but you may note to make sure. Tell me about your white artist right here, because you said it, not me. You sent me the email. You're like, this is my white artist. Bring him in for me.
Yeah.
Oh hell, what are we about to hear right here?
Yeah, man, it's my, you know what I'm saying, it's the new addition to the SME team. You know what I'm saying, it's my white artist. You know what I'm saying, Somo with Oh Hell.
Let's get it. Keep it going, y'all. DJ, I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, but DJ, your jersey, you know what I mean, featuring Chalk Max, like I said, holla at me, call in so I can get your names right, but that's what I see, so that's what I'm going with. My drink's kicking in, so, I mean, I might be slurring it a little bit, so I apologize if it's wrong, but again, brand new on Slap Sundays, Reality Bites. Let's go.
Oh, DJ White Rush Jersey.
Off the transition to transit, intermission. I'm handling transmissions, can't handle ammunition. Standard ambitions, advancement to my position. Give annual San Quentin's, the mandibles always itching. Standing still but limping. The labyrinth where I'm sitting is fixed on premonitions of money, cars, and women. Somehow against the grain, every cut is made with precision. Still doubted by some bitches, but the overall opinion, I'm despicable. Eminem and all of my competition. My minions have been persistent with following all my visions. Guys with me, but I'm sinning. Just asking for forgiveness. I'm hoping he still listens. All this earth that I'm blowing, I probably need intervention. But needed for inspiration. I'm torn between my addictions. Express it through my diction. You think you get removed from my life like the appendix. If you verse, I'll have no choice but to give you the gory ending.
Alternative reality bite. Only a blink and you can see that reality bite. I'm on some cloud 9/11 shit every night. I'm taking lessons, trying to see if I'm prepared for the flight. You feel me knocking? Then let me in there. Stomach growling, nigga, show me where's my dandan. I got some steel cage bars, the house stand man. You feel me knocking and you gotta let me in then.
Prophecy and prognosis, Mac is one of the dopest. See it, need five focus, can't be immune to these focus. Working and being social, marching for being global. With the mindset of a mogul, adding you joking locals to my portfolio of hopefuls, not factors with polio. Maybe sick, but you can't mess with the gods. You lack the Holy Ghost from the cloth of Biggie, Punnell and Oz. Don't need to overdose. Mention super because the kryptonite has pushed me over dope. No need to sober, folks. I'm on an open road, doing a buck 50 with a 40 ounce in my overcoat. Kick off return, I'm trying to run it back from coast to coast. They flying back with you slackers akin to powder toast. Man, I've been dipping on them like artichoke. I'm riding line as fine as mine, so that's your artist choke. I meant to mix martial arts but practice the art of coke. I'm cooking rocks with the cops trying to knock me out the scope. I'm too adamant, I adamant and keep it moving. My breath is fresh in the air, ozone layers are improving. Since everybody say they cold, I must be super cool. I'm sitting sick to sleeping on them, so I'm super cool.
Alternative reality bite, only a blink and you can see that reality bite. I'm on some cloud 9/11 shit every night. I'm taking lessons, trying to see if I'm prepared for the flight. You feel me knocking? Let me in then. Stomach growling, nigga, show me where's my dandan. I got some steel cage bars, the house stand man. You feel me knocking and you gotta let me in then.
Part of simple, particles turn to ripples. Now I need my stacks of cripples, the ecstasy has been fickle. Only gave me a little, but I'm trying to get high. Red Bull don't give you wings, don't have a problem with fly. We doing the same thing, buzzing, just trying to get by. They wanna kill my vibe, but it's just karma coming for I. Can't get the best of me, my A-game hibernates in the sky. I just give them the BC powder, LAD told you why. I'm getting back to the red wine to keep the blood flowing. Don't know what I'm smoking now, but all I know that it's potent. I'm riding till the wheels fall off. I'm Victor Copeland, I see the bigger picture, so I'm just going through the motions. Magician in art form, just going through the potions. Kick with the patch, I'm sick, I'm already under hypnosis. It sounds so obsolete, I was trained by the White Lotus. Always close to my hammer, my father's real name is Odin. Are you focused?
Cause I am.
You feel me knocking?
Trying to do his thing as well. So like I said, it's worldwide over here, man. As long as it's independent, it don't matter. Got some German artists in here, man. Like I said, Australia, it don't matter where you're from. If it's independent, get at me. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey. Recognize Nairobi. Holla. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Yeah. Can't see it, no. Brio. Rapping that 254. Yeah. Nairobi love.
Recognize Nairobi, my one true home where I ball like Kobe. Know me, and the name is Bryo, and Ben fucking Franklin is my only homie. Omni, potent is my rap skills, and my crisis, where what's under all spills. My rap speak like the motherfucking core. You barely scratch the surface, your shit is the board. Oh, nigga, I'm so fucking sick. When I spit, I can make the whole world fucking sneeze. Yeah, I do this shit with ease, and the nigga so fresh like a can of a breeze. Please give this nigga some credit, buddy. Don't fucking matter, cause I'm gonna get it. I am supreme, cause I was born a fucking king. Your girl keeps a ring, cause me and her got a fling. I'm so motherfucking cold I can freeze hell. The devil will never get well. Well, y'all was looking sick cause I'm African. Now you're gonna be all up on my dick, bitch. Here's the word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize.
Here's the word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize. Here's the word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize.
Yeah, I'm from a place where y'all consider a ditch. I call it heaven when I sit, I make your head itch. I love my country, so don't ever try to diss. Your lifespan shortens when you consider the bitch. Ain't a rat, but yet I love cheese. Less friends, cause I only speak money needs. All them niggas wanna look Chinese, but all I want is cash flow smooth like the breeze. Best believe, nigga, I'm on my business. Lord, it's my weirdness. You touch mine, you better beg for forgiveness. Cause you gon' disappear, your fam gon' be clueless. Yeah, cause my dog's no magic. One wave or the one will be tragic. Good for me, cause I might bag your chick. Better yet, man, I will bag your chick. Look, I don't remember her name, but I remember the brain. She gave PhD to my PhD. Fuck her twice, but she still wanna stick. She a dick,
sucking on my motherfucking stick.
I said, here's a word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize. Yeah,
yeah. Here's a word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize.
I'm fucking sick.
Here's a word to the wise. Don't get on my wrong side, you better recognize. I know all my songs, I usually just rap that real life shit. You know, I usually talk about real life, I talk about pain, struggle, and chasing dreams. But you know, I gotta snap a little bit, I gotta flex. I gotta show y'all that I'm lyrical as shit. Yeah, I know how to kill this beat right here, man. I used to love this beat when I was a kid, man. And I snapped on it, broke the motherfucker. Yeah, and for y'all who think I just started rapping, I didn't start rapping, man, like a year ago, man. I've been doing this shit since I was a kid. I just kept it on the low because y'all weren't worth my time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there ain't no point of telling people your dreams if they're going to shoot you down. The people who you tell your dreams are the ones who are going to boost you up. So if you know I've been rapping ever since I was young, then you're a good friend. If you don't, you're a fuckboy. Yeah, I'm out of here, my man. Good looking out, A-Bomb.
Click on make sure that they die, send them to the sky. What you gon' do if they hit off your crib? Call the law, so you gon' show them shit real. Show them how you feel. What you gon' do if you down in your last shot? Shoot up with some folks, go ahead and give them a headshot.
Hit my crib, take my stash, that's your motherfucking ass. Boss call, job done, stick my hitters on your ass. And they all about a check, I say the word and you get wet. Bullets ripping through your flesh, skip the fucking EMS. Hit straight to the grave with you, they gon' let them chains hit the limit. Squeezers on the medic for you, minute made, nigga. We don't play round my way, we gon' walk round my way. Disrespect DNC, I'ma put that chopper in your face, and it's a homicide. Mayhem Moss, he specialized at making mama cry. Can't get to you, then best believe your fucking mama died, nigga. We don't play when it's beat. No sense of calling 911, cause bitch was spray the police. Ain't no attempt at homicide, dog, we playing for keeps. Bitches' consequences and repercussions. The Reaper coming, setting it off like Queen Latifah about my fucking money. Murder you, your man, and whoever else fucking want it.
What you gon' do if it happens to you? When them killers coming looking for you, you gon' have to shoot. What you gon' do if they testing your pride? You and your clique gon' make sure that they die. Send them to the sky. What you gon' do if they hit off your crib? Call the law, so you gon' show them shit real. Show them how you feel. What you gon' do if you down in your last shot? Shoot up with some folks, go ahead and give them a headshot.
What I'ma do, I'ma shoot. If a nigga look for me, guarantee you he gon' R.I.P. Ain't no games with the Esther. I really live his life, I'll shoot you up. I'm about whatever, bitch. Fuck all in the laws, I'ma show this shit real. If you play games with GSC, nigga, you getting killed. Tools on deck, you niggas don't respect. A chopper hold a honey, so you niggas don't want that. I ain't hard to find, no, so bring that drama. And when you bring that drama, I become your problem. I live this life, I really do live it. I try to change my nigga, it just in me. I roll a solid nigga, killer, all hitters, we finish. You play with us, you get your riches. So come try me, nigga, since you wanna play. And watch me face up, man, hit you with that cake.
What you gon' do if it happens to you? When them killers coming looking for you, you gon' have to shoot. What you gon' do if they testing your pride? You and your clique gon' make sure that they die. Send them to the sky. What you gon' do if they hit up your crib? Call the law, so you gon' show them shit real. Show them how you feel. What you gon' do if you down in your last shot? Shoot up with some folks, go ahead and give them a headshot.
I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
Yes, Flynn? What did Black Dynamite tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu?
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fighting, the jungle, the gun, it was like a dream. I could still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee barbecue.
Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite, what's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay? Now-
yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You are now tuned in to Slab Sundays with your boy, The Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slab Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Just starting off, and that's how we start off. I still got more music coming, so don't even trip. Still got some brand new music we got to get through. Let's get back to the phone lines real quick, make sure to see who's still here. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You hanging out or you just stopping through?
Nah, nigga, you know I'm hanging out, man.
Host it, my nigga. All right, for sure, for sure. Bobby, still good?
What up?
All right, yeah, make sure we're still good over here, man. Now, was little Esther calling on his own line, or is he on your line? Is he calling on his own line?
He on with me.
Oh, okay, little Esther, where you at, man? See? All right, man, I don't know. Just holler at me, because I can't hear you. Esther? Bobby, gotta find your boy. But I know who this is. Hold on, Miss Juicy, how you been, ma? How you feeling?
I'm chilling. Just came through to show love.
Welcome back. It's been a while. What's been going on your end?
I just been vibing, you know. I'm way on the south side, so you know we just chill over here.
All right. Well, you hanging out for the night, or you just stopping through to say hello?
I'm stopping through for a little while. I'm gonna listen to you. I got So Gator with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Over here,
one of our
local artists. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted him to pop in to see what y'all be doing over there and on the website.
Okay. Well, yeah, you gotta tell him to send me some music, man. Like I said, everybody get played over here, man. Need some new music for rotation. Got all the new music loaded up and need some new music. So tell him to holler at me. You know how to get at me. But
We got something in the process. You need some good shit rolling. So we gonna go ahead and send you something in a little while.
Uh oh. Yeah, it's coming for sure, and I'll be waiting for it. Don't even trip. But man, all right, y'all. Well, let's get into it, man. Slash Sundays, and this is. I'm just gonna talk education a little bit because I saw some shit that fucked with me today. Y'all see this shit that Jaden Smith said? It's all about Jaden right now, Jaden Smith, and he's just a prime example of what's wrong with America nowadays. Jaden Smith then went on one of his little rants, and, you know, again, I don't do that much pop culture shit, so you know if it popped up on my radar, then it was some stupid-ass shit. This little-ass nigga then told all his followers, and, you know, he got millions of probably motherfuckers following him and everything like that, basically saying, fuck school. School brainwashes you and is not worth it. So basically something along those lines. Fuck you, and fuck, you know, fuck school, fuck institution, education don't mean shit. Just now, it amazes me to the point that, again, on one side, this is actually making a lot of sense to people. Why? Because we're in a society now where education really doesn't matter. Because everybody's pumping up the fact that it seems like the dumber you are, the more famous you get. You know what I mean? You do some dumb shit. You look at the Housewives, look at the Bad Girls Club. Look at all these people doing the dumbest shit in the world, getting paid off of that shit. And I'm pretty sure not all of them went all the way through school. Just saying. That's my opinion. I don't know all these people's educational backgrounds and everything. I don't know that, you know what I mean? So I don't want to sit here and say, well, all these motherfuckers didn't go to school or nothing. But I'm pretty sure you line them all up, I would say about 60%. I'd say 60% of them probably didn't finish fucking school. I'm just saying. And I'm talking... And school, to me, is 12th grade. It's high school. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't get to high school, then there's something a little bit wrong with that, in my opinion. Again, I can't sit here and talk about everybody's background and whatever anybody else went through, this, that, or whatever. But at least as far as what I was taught, what I was covered up and everything, at the very least, get through high school. You know what I mean? At the very least, above anything else, try to get through that, because at the very least, You can at least do something as far as getting a job, this, that, woo-woo, or everything like that. So, at least, but that was then. Now, this is what I need a computer geek. If anybody was buying a computer or something like that, can anybody look up like what's the dropout rate right now or something like that or anything? I bet you it's vicious, because people don't care. People don't care, and then you got a rich little brat like this dude. Because I mean. And I hate to talk about these people because, again, I'm a big Jada Pinkett fan. I love Jada until she started fucking with Will Smith because obviously Will got this girl doing all kind of stupid shit. Who the fuck? Let's say they're hands off. You can only be hands off with your kid if, I guess, you're a rich person because, you know, they raise their kid in a hands off situation, right? They kind of just let that little nigga do whatever the fuck he wants to. But when you have that kind of money and your parents have that kind of is who they are, you can already do whatever the fuck you want to. So it's not like they're doing anything major. You know what I mean? It's like they'd rather not be parents. But these are the role models, though. These are the people are looking up to. I'm sorry. I mean, who's got kids? Levi, you got kids, don't you? A kid? You got one or two?
Yeah, I got kids.
I mean, education's important, right? I mean, if their kid was up there talking about, you know what, I'm just not going to go to school. Fuck it. I'm just not going to do it. Is that going to ride?
I know. I'm punching a little motherfucker in his face and be like,
And this is what motherfuckers is out here doing. Like, and I'm only speaking on Jaden Smith because, again, this is in the news. So I mean, I'm only speaking on shit that I've seen. I know it's a lot worse out there and everything. But this little nigga right here. It's pissing me the fuck off because how do you go out and do this? It's not like our kids already don't got to worry about all these bitches twerking everywhere, so they think, oh, if I'm twerking, I'll be famous, be on TV, everybody will see me. Okay, it's bad enough we already got to deal with that shit. It's bad enough we got all these housewives, we got these bad girls. It's bad enough we got all this shit out here already that's already fucked up. But now just fuck education, period. So now, not only do we got people watching dumb shit, we just want people to be stupid off top. Just be dumb. And this is why I feel, this is why you might call me crazy a little, but I think there's some conspiracy shit going on. This is because people cannot be this stupid for it to be actually this cool. There's got to be some white person or somewhere trying to pull some kind of strings talking about how we're going to get these black people to get dumber and dumber and dumber. There's got to be somebody doing it. Because I can't believe that my black people are this stupid where this is going to ride and this is okay. People are out here.
You know what? Honestly speaking, I think, and I'm a mother, and I have kids, and it is important. When you come from the streets and you from the hood, it's important to tell your kids to take their black asses to school.
To school!
Learn.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I mean, you have to think about it. That, like you said, that little nigga, they're rich. They come from a rich background. We're not all formed like that. A lot of us were not formed with parents who were, like, celebrities and shit. So going to school is important because them crackers do expect you to be ignorant niggas. That is what they want you to be. And a lot of these niggas, they want to go out and sell drugs. Their kids are watching them, and that's what the hell they want to be when they grow up. If the fathers and the parents were, you know, more motivated to do something with their damn self, maybe their kids will want to do better in life.
I mean, yeah,
but when you
it's across
you
the
don't
board.
Get them.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Because again, we're also living in a society where, you know, there's a lot of families where it's not even really family. You know what I mean? It's either maybe a single mother, single father, sometimes or the kids going back and forth. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now, which just amazes me. Because like I said, at least my generation, like I said, I'm 31. Anybody within five years, either up or down from my age, we all in the same kind of like generation. We done seen all this shit go on, like just school, period. I remember being in school, no matter what, right? No matter what, you hated the teacher. Okay, the worst you would do is ditch the class or just not pay attention or whatever. You know, or you just do something else. But you niggas is out here fighting teachers. You seen the video and shit, whooping teachers' asses. The teachers out here got to defend themselves and shit in class because these kids is out here just not caring about nothing. There's no respect at all. And if you can't even, like I said, if you can't even respect enough, like I said, that's people that don't have respect for that. You know, they didn't grow up in that out of respect. You know, they didn't have a father figure to respect. They don't care about their mothers. I mean, what the fuck is a teacher going to tell me? You know what I mean? And when they think that they're not going to learn anything or they, you know, I don't need school, man. I could just learn how to do this. Or, I mean, not even that. Like, I could probably come up with music or be in somebody's video or something like that or these little fast-ass hoes out here now. You know what I mean? All I got to do is shake my ass. And da-da-da, you know, I don't need school. I don't need this. That's a problem because they feel they don't need it. You know, we were taught, like you said, coming up, I was taught education is the best way to fuck with people. If people don't believe in you, get as educated as possible. Know as much as you can because that's damaging. You know what I mean? That's what goes all the way back to slave times. They don't remember how they used to shoot niggas for being able to read. You know what I mean? They used to hang them. You know what I mean? Niggas used to have to hide the fact that they were smart. You know? And now that people are having the opportunity to be smart, they try to, in my opinion, this is why I say conspiracy type shit. They're finding other ways to get people to not want to be educated. Because the dumber you are, the easier you are to control. Look at these dumb bitches. Look at these dumb niggas going back and forth doing all kind of other shit. It's very simple. Take it from somebody who used to be a manipulator. Like I said, when I was doing all the shit that I didn't give a fuck about, lying to people, doing this, that, or whatever, it's so easy to manipulate dumb people. And people are dumb in a global sense now. It's to the masses. You know, you can control a whole lot of people. And it is subconsciously. They're not going to sit up here and just be like, you know what, this, that. They're not going to come out and say that. They're going to go around. You know what I mean? White people are smart. You know, I'm not even just saying white people. There are probably some black people way up there or whatever that don't want niggas to try to take their power and everything too. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out there. But the bottom line is, the fact when education doesn't become important, the fact when, you know, motherfuckers is straight up disrespecting like teachers in school, people are recording it, people are getting in fights, you know, even the older women teachers are fucking the students now. Like, it's just all, what happened to school? Like, I don't, none of this shit was going on in school when I was in school. I wish it the best I had, nigga. I was trying to give, you know, fuck with the cheerleaders. You know, we was doing what we was doing, but with the other students. You know what I mean? I was also sneaking to the girls' locker room type shit. Holler at the bitches, you know what I mean? Shit like that or whatever. If I didn't, like I said, if I didn't like a class, I just didn't go to class. I may ditch the class, get somebody to get the homework for me or whatever. But you didn't even think about, or you wouldn't even think about fucking with the teacher. Maybe a little prank or something like that. You know, you might do something, but you don't sit there and squab with the teacher. You know, but it has to go both ways too. Because I think these teachers nowadays, like I said, and I don't feel sorry for no teacher, man. Because like I said, these little kids, man, I'd be wanting to slap the shit out of some of these motherfuckers myself just walking down the damn street. So to have to be in class dealing with these assholes out here, man, I could just imagine it. Not just in L.A. I could just imagine in some of these off-brand, you know, backyard places and just other places where niggas just really don't care. You know, and
I think, you know, a lot of these artists and all these stars, they promote everything but school. If you really think about it, how many people do you see promoting shit that has to do with school? You know, any famous people that has to do with school, I mean, they're promoting their swag, their dress code, how they look. They're not promoting anything. They're not saying, yeah, y'all need to stay y'all ass in school. So the kids really don't give a damn. I mean, not even in the South Side. In the South Side, these kids care about how shitty clean they are. If they clean, then they're motherfucking popular. They don't give a damn about what all them teachers got to say. They really trying to motherfucking, like you said, fuck hoes and, you know, be in gangs. And they're doing the complete opposite besides learning. Half these niggas, you see this shit on the internet all the time. These niggas can't spell to say they fucking life. Half the shit they say, you don't even know what the fuck going on. You're like, yeah, okay, nigga, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know how to spell. They don't know how to read. And they're not promoting anything positive. Not the people in the limelight. They don't give a damn about nobody but their damn self right now. It's all about getting money for
stuff. And I'm glad you say that. This is the society we're in now, because I'm glad you said that. As far as spelling goes, it's just basic shit, right? And, you know, I'm not even about to sit up here and say I have the most extensive vocabulary, like I know every word, because there's a lot of words that I don't know. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was just a dude. Like, I was smoking with the homegirl or whatever, you know, her dude, homeboy came over, so, you know, just smoking. It was a situation. I was like, basically, man, I don't even be hanging out over in this area that much. You know, I may come around here sporadically. He was like, what? I'm like, wait. Nigga, you know, that's not a hard word. I'm sorry. And I just said, but, you know, I'm saying it just in general conversation. I'm like, man, I don't even get over here that much. You know, I'm over here sporadically. What? Nigga, like, and I'm thinking, did I say something out of line? Like, did I say a foreign word or something? Like, nigga, sporadically. Like, nigga, what does that mean? Like, are you fucking serious? That's not even that hard of a word. You know what I mean? It's maybe, you know, not a lot of people, you know, randomly. You know what I mean? There's a synonym for the word. I don't come over here that often. You know what I mean? But every now and then when you find a chance to use a good word, you know, it's nice to show off that you can use certain words. You know what I mean? So I was like that. And that happened to be one of my favorite words at some point. You know? But God forbid, and just the blank look on his face. That's what was the amazing part of it. He's like I just said, like, where did this word come from? Like, oh, my God, you're making up words type shit. Like, no, my nigga is a very, you know, very basic. You know what I mean? God forbid I asked the nigga to spell it. You know what I mean? But this is the world we're living in right here. Just a common dude, you know what I mean? But just don't know shit. But that's just, like I said, these are things you learn, at least if you make it up to high school. You might catch the word sporadic in there somewhere. You know, it's going to be on somebody's spelling test or something like that. But you're not going to catch that word, no. You're not going to catch it watching the reality series. You're not going to catch none of them bitches and them people who are going to ever use that word, no. It's not going to happen. You're not going to catch it over there. You know what I mean? You got to be in a book to catch a word like that or something. But it's on one side, like I said, we're laughing about it and everything, and all I can do is laugh. It's not a joke. It's not a joke whatsoever. But to keep from being mad, to keep being upset from it, you know, you have to laugh at how stupid, and this is what I mean. This is where people are putting up, this is what's important to people. As long as we keep hyping up these people over here, no matter what they say, because I'm a firm believer in, as far as the musicians go, you know what I mean? Say whatever you want in the music, do whatever you want, whoop whoop or whatever, that's fine. If I like your music, then I like it. If I don't, I don't. But your music, in my opinion, at least to me, is not going to stop me from getting an education if I feel I should get an education. It's not going to stop me from doing what I feel I need to do or whatever. It's just music. So, you know, I don't want to hold the artist responsible for what they do in their music. That's on them. But it's the individual. You know what I mean? It's the parents. It's the adults. It's the kids that don't give a fuck. Your kid don't give a fuck. Slap that nigga in the fucking head. I didn't want to go to school either. My parents made me. I didn't have no choice. You know, so that's just how it is. Hey, does anybody know what area code New York is? I'll just, random question real quick. But anybody know what area code New York is? Anybody? Any random one? Hold on, let me just check
is
this
it
real quick.
818?
Straight out the 972-1687. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello? 972-1687? Hung up. Okay, I guess. But, yeah. All right, we're going to get up the education kick. But, I mean, again, like, yeah, I got two adults. And this is why I'm glad. This is why I always love to do this show, because I feel like I'm talking to real people. I'm talking to two adults here that with children that just are on the same page that I'm at. But does it make you guys kind of feel kind of old, too, a little bit? Because I'm not that old, but I feel old when you look at the world as it is. And it's like, what the fuck are these kids doing? Because they are kids. But we wasn't doing that when we was young. But I guess, but our parents are probably the same thing, saying the same shit about us. So I mean, I don't know. It's
yeah,
a weird
exactly.
little cycle.
You know, I was growing up, it's the same thing. When we was growing up, it's the same thing. I might have said a word. My mother looked at me like, what in the hell is this heifer talking about? Like, it really, you know, it just goes through the line. But like you said, that dude that you was talking to that day and you said that word and he didn't understand, that nigga's having kids. Okay, so one
exactly.
time he got
so, it's a whole bunch of other dumb. It's dumb motherfuckers raising up more dumb people, because if that dude didn't care about education, if education was never important, then he's not going to pass that on. You know, that's another thing that's wrong too. When we were coming up and everything, at least I know a lot of, you know, homeboys with parents and everything like that that may have not had the best education, woo-woo or whatever, but they still knew that education was important. So even though they might have not finished school or whatever or something like that, that made them go even harder on their kids to make sure that they finished and everything and did what they had to do, this, that, and everything. Now, on one side, you got a lot of parents out here really trying to get their kids in school, get their kids motivated, get their kids to do a lot of shit. But it's the kids, you know, because, again, like I said, we had cell phones. Our cell phones back then wasn't like they are now. So, I mean, you can't sit up in class and send a text video or a vidi to the homie in the back of the class or something like that. You know, probably all kind of ways they cheat on tests now and shit like that. I mean, I bet school is real vicious right now as far as technology and everything goes. Because like I said, the most we had was like we were just barely getting into cell phones and everything like that. And you had to, it was just all kind of other shit.
I mean, the school's over
like,
here, the kids are taking
society
phones,
now. It's just it's a whole different game.
Man, I remember when cell phones, you couldn't even text on cell phones, so.
Yeah, exactly. You had to call somebody. You couldn't
that.
Even text. You had to call.
The screen was all green, and it had that one little game.
I had.
No, you know what? The kids have computers, iPods, iPads. They can literally take anything to school. I mean, my kids can take anything to school, iPads and, you know, our phones are like touch screens now, so they can take all that shit. We have schools right now that they have their own Apple computers.
Yeah,
we
and
got
they have classes that they teach
stop.
You. And they got classes in school now that you can teach that's going to teach you how to use all this shit and everything like that. You know, sit there, you know, and that's the easiest class. You know, remember in high school when we was in school, man, you used to take that easy class. Everybody had that easy class that was just for them. It was either some elective or some shit or whatever, where it's like you had all your other classes, but you had that one easy-ass class that you know you could just fuck around in no matter what and still get an A and everything like that, either typing or some bullshit like that, you know, that extracurricular class. You know, but these kids, like, And the sad part, what pisses me off so much is I feel so old when I say this. These kids actually don't realize how easy they have it right now. Really easy. As far as technology
really
goes and everything like that, I wish I had all this shit when I was in school and everything. Oh, even if I was cheating, woo woo or whatever. But just this much technology in school, it should make school that much easier. It should make it easier. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers could put, like you were saying, notepads, iPads and shit. You can pull up a report. Motherfuckers can ask you a question. You can pull it up right there, like, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? We at least had to go home and use the computer, you know what I mean? Or the computer lab in school that had the old ancient-ass computers or some shit. You know what I mean? We have fucking dial-up. You know what I mean? Ain't no automatic Wi-Fi, nigga. Dial-up. You know, you have to sit there and wait for that shit to load up. You know what I mean?
That's
you don't get it. But this is what I mean. This is where we're at. Back to square one. You know what I mean? I feel like I said, motherfuckers is getting lazy. Shit is getting a lot easier for people, but people don't appreciate shit. they don't appreciate. They don't see it as that. They're just looking for the next thing. They're just looking for whatever's going to come to them faster. How can I get this? How can I get that? You know, motherfuckers is in class looking on their phones and shit, probably shopping and shit instead of paying attention when you could be. You know what I mean? They're not using what's being given to them in a positive light in the way that they could, in the way that they can. Especially when they got motherfuckers like Jaden Smith telling them that school doesn't even matter. Could you imagine being a kid sitting in class bored as fuck? Because, you know, there are those boring classes and everything, but, yeah, you're bored sitting in class, you know, a little teenager nowadays or whatever. You open your shit up, you know what I mean? You follow with Jaden Smith, and you see this young-ass, you know, young black dude talking about, man, fuck school, you know what I mean? It's this, it's that, you know, it's boring, da, da, da. Now, as a kid, and you think you know everything and nothing matters, you're going to be like, you know what? Fuck this. And that's where we're at. So, who's to blame?
Wrong with you.
No, I'm not, like I said, I hold people responsible for themselves. So, and at the same time, you know, it's hard because depending on your upbringing, who you're around, who you deal with or whatever, it's hard. And it's getting harder and harder for kids. Like I said, as far as their role models goes, bitches, all these little girls think all they got to do is get up, at least look cute enough to shake their ass or this, that, or whatever. You know, no education. You don't need that. Just look good, wear this, wear that. You know, somebody's going to take care of you. Niggas, just do whatever you got to do to get money. It's all about money. Everything about money. Not realizing where if you put in the time, if you put in the work, you know what I mean, put in that education, niggas is going to want to pay you all kinds of money just for being smart. Y'all don't realize the smartest people get the most money. All these rocket scientists and shit, all these forensic motherfuckers, you know, all them people. Or if you are going to go and just learn a craft and do something or whatever, learn an actual craft. I mean, there's not, like I said, as far as this artist here doing this music thing, not everybody can do this. And then there's no guarantee that you're ever going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars doing music. So let's all just be real about that. If you don't have that basic understanding, because any real artist knows you got to have something on the background to fall on. If anything else, you know what I mean? That's any real artist, in my opinion. Always has a plan B or a backup plan. You got these other niggas that just, man, I'm going to make it doing this no matter what. Like, they just don't never do shit. Because they can't do shit else. Why? Because they don't know shit. Why is they don't know shit? Because they thought they didn't matter. But now you get all older, so you don't want to be that old-ass man that don't know shit or that old-ass bitch whose body's all worn out and shit that you can't even sell that pussy no more. You know what I mean? They just, you don't want to be that. Like, so learn now, y'all. I mean, am I wrong? Anybody, at any time somebody tell me I'm wrong, if I'm wrong on anything I'm saying, please, because I'd be wanting to be wrong. But, all right, y'all, let's get back to the music real quick, because I don't ram my mouth for a little while. But, I mean, education is important, even though other motherfuckers don't feel that way. But I don't, you can't, you know what I mean, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, no matter what the fuck I say. This is why it's like I feel like I wasted my time, because it's going to be the same dumb motherfuckers out there doing the same shit. But, like I said, it's okay. I knew to at least make it through high school. Made it through part of college. I can still finish college now if I wanted to, but it's just rough right now for me. But that's just me. I can't speak on nobody else. But, man, have a backup plan. And college is fun. Like I said, school can be fun. You got to find yourself in school. You know what I mean? There's a place for everybody where you can make it through that motherfucker. It ain't that hard, but even at that. Let me at least say nothing, because I know some people in high school. Like I said, my nephew going through all kind of shit or whatever. Motherfuckers, the people in high school, the kids now, you know, their bar is so high. You know how much it's probably rough in high school? Because, I mean, everybody got picked on this, that, or whatever. I mean, we had our moments in high school, whatever. But these kids is out here damn near committing suicide behind each other and shit. You know, blog blasts and, you know, blasting each other on Facebook and shit. Oh, can you believe what did it? You know, and then you imagine how rumors used to spread in school back then. You know how fast something could probably spread through your school right now, or through schools and everything. And then not even your school, but then, you know, you got a cousin or family in another school, and then they all trading all the. Oh man, it's probably fucked up to be in high school right about now and be on like one of those unpopular, everybody fucking with you type kids. You know what I mean? These kids are probably real, real evil right now, because again, they got the tools to be that evil if they want to be. And look what they're using them for. But we'll be right back, y'all. Let's still get into some more new music. I still got some slappers I ain't got to yet. Zay the Truth, same old. Wait, no, I don't want to do that one. What else I want to do? Hold on. My bad. Let me get things situated real quick. Ba-ba, what's this? Da-da. All right. Changing. We'll be right back.
Changing on the road. Changing on the road. These bitches changing.
Yeah. You was my bitch, you had a nigga back. Through thick and thin, you was my L. When I needed win, now you in the wind. I can't even text or call you no more. That's how it is. You turn left and left a nigga with no way to go. That's why I make that song, fuck that hoe. Cause I can never trust a bitch and I can never love a hoe. You know, I thought about you just the other day. When I took you to the movies, then we went out to eat. It's crazy how the past sticks with you when they gone. That's why I'm smoking my weed and thinking all alone. Cause I'm alone by my lonely, only homie. It's my pistol and my pants. And I don't have no niggas and I don't have no friends. To the end, I'm vibing with my sins, talking weed and sipping lean, thinking about a million green, trying to get it. And I don't need nobody with me. Put my phone on silent, cause I ain't. Man, I can't stand that fake ass shit. So get the fuck, you fucking duck. You supposed to ride for your nigga. Do time for your nigga. Loyalty equals royalty, but not in this position. Why they change? Why they change? Supposed to be my round, but he's changing like the weather. So I read in between the lines. If he can't look me in the eyes, then a nigga lying. That nigga lying. Same niggas that you grew up with, that be the main ones talking shit behind your back and trying to fuck your bitch, you old bitch. Pussy, nigga, you a rookie. I ain't even much on sweaty, cause I could've been took you. Yeah, share the same birthplace, got the same birthday, but still. In the way I'm hollering out, fuck ya. Nigga, don't trust these niggas. Nigga, don't trust these bitches. They both some fucking leeches. Why they change? Why they change?
Next up, still got that new music, y'all. Stash Gordon, Clocked In. Let's keep it going. Yep, Bob Sunday.
This right here is the 25th hour. If you're not familiar with this time, then your hustle ain't like ours. The eighth day and I'm grinding like it's my very last. Trying to stack and grab each and every bit of cash. All currency like I'm living that jet life. Plenty got left behind cause the hustle just wouldn't get right. Continuous movement, that means I'll never stop. This exact mind state will take me to the top. And when I'm there, I'll act like I'm below the bottom rung. The very bottom where I motherfucking came from. And you can trust me on this, I'm never looking back. No rearview mirror, just the windshield of that Cadillac. Tunnel vision, I'm focused on what's in front of me. My team got my back, so how can you front on me? Strolling on my O2, you know that boss walk. Entrepreneur speaking, you know that boss talk. Sit back and relax. Roll up a sack, after that, get them stacks. As far as bullshit, I ain't dealing with that. I'm trying to come up, though I'm flat on my back. So I'ma do me, and just grind.
strength from the dirt, now out it I climb. Brush it off my shoulder, now watch how I shine. I'm always clocked in.
But with dead white faces, I'm all for it. I spit hotter than Papa Bear's porridge. One Navy seats in a 911 Porsche painted orange. 0-60 in 2.7. Niggas won't catch me when I floor it. Domestic bonds have been imported like my lady's gorgeous. Slim waist and ass enormous. Most of my niggas hustle, so of course they being cautious. Still getting nauseous when they see an unmarked Taurus. Back to business as I sip this Guinness. Staying patient cause the come up is never instant. It's a marathon for those that's out of breath sprinting. Good thing the kid is long winded. I drop jewels like DVS 1 diamonds, that's cut princess. Vintage Versace vision. Got the windows of my soul tinted. I'm in it to win it. So take this L as I celebrate this victory. Top shelf liquor sipping.
Sit back and relax. Roll up a sack, after that get them stacks. As far as bullshit, I ain't dealing with that. I'm trying to come up, though I'm flat on my back. So I'ma do me, and just grind. Straight from the dirt, now out it I climb. Brush it off my shoulder, now watch how I shine. I'm always clocked in. I'm always clocked in.
Brand new Vaso McFly, Dream Girl. Let's go.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. About the finest girl, more precious than mother pearl. AP with the carrots in it, she above average with it. Every dude in the hood be like, damn, I gotta get it. Mind so bright, body so tight. If what her is wrong, I don't wanna be right. They say all like glitters ain't cold. Well, I think twice. Smile like a rose gold Prezi with the pink ice. See, I asked my wife in the future, seduce her. Walk down that altar in Versace, Medusa, or Christian Dior. If that's what you prefer, whatever's your inquire, I will be there to desire. Everything is perfect from my head to my heel. Fine as Mona Lisa, I will never have a chance. She might have flaws to you, but she perfect. What is missing in my life, she will continue.
She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl.
Don't wake me, I'm still dreaming. Facebook and on Instagram pics got me fiending. I don't really care if you judge me. Without that makeup on, to me she flawless, just perfect. If it was up to me, you would have 20 verses. Bad game, shoot game, killer, call them nurses. Coroners, I play officer, cause I'm cuffing her. Swear her, got respect for her, I get extra love. Carl was showing off when he made her, she flavor. Swag like her dad, but her mother, she favor, that's major. Also know my rap, so that's play. Allegiance cause she bad, no alpha, omega. Everything is perfect from my head to my heel. Fine as Mona Lisa, I will never have a chance. She might have flaws to you, but she perfect. What is missing in my life, she well can be.
She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. My dream, 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 that's my dream girl.
Step on my chucks. Yeah, let's get it.
Normally I would hit the gas mask on this one. Fuck it, I'ma hit it anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I need y'all to move up to this one, it's real shit. Huh? Officially, you go ahead and pull out your Reggie to roll up to this, but it ain't that deep. I don't need you to be that high. Welcome to Crash Landing. Yeah.
Check back. I hear them niggas whispering. And I know them niggas bickering. And I know they really wishing, man. But I'm something like the fisherman. Damn it, I hooks that are element. And they only mad at me cause I am everything. And only thing they can do is sit back and just watch me. Like a sucker show to watch me. Pop it on they ass, red chucks and a check rock hoodie, nigga, that's just a match. And don't compare me to these little rappers, they're no match. That's like comparing a big lighter to a single match. I guess they really lost they mental. I roll up, I get high, and I speak of what I've been to. Write bomb verses out no pad without no pencil. Niggas not fucking with me, nigga, point blank. All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chucks. All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chucks. I'm on a chill, we be rolling up the ill will. I can't hear you, my weed too loud. It come with the speaker. I'm a real Indian nigga, look, I am a chief. Wizard, come to these hoes, look how fast I can leave. You mad cause your shorty, she think I'm a cutie. She want me to hit, now you know that your girlfriend, she's a groupie. My dog is moving slow, that purple water, we call him Droopy. Put him on top of your house with that long nose, then we call him Snoopy. And here, bark it on that ass. Put the iron to your man, Tony Sparks up on that ass. And them niggas say they riding till they park up on that ass. He moving them niggas. Shit, he just starts up on their ass. Come on, homie, just leave us alone. I just wanna get high to the day that I'm gone. And you can keep your crown, homie, you can keep your throne. I'ma keep putting weed in this box and check my soul. All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chest. All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chest. I'm fucking in my leaving the hotel. That's yours, nigga. It's fine to keep a loser weep, but my reward, nigga. I make it rain when it's sunny. You wanna see it pour, nigga. You can have my old hoes and flows. I'll get more, nigga. Now while you getting high, I'm getting fried. And while you getting big, nigga, I be getting late. And while you trying to get a slice of pie, I'm getting cake. See, we kinda similar, nigga, but we are not the same. So it ain't no comparing us. We the new niggas, everybody should be wearing of us. Walking down your block, your baby mama, she be wearing us. Trying to keep up with us, you be wearing dust. I dust them all, call goals in the chucks, nigga. You don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck, nigga. If they ain't know me then, I bet they know me now. Even though I stay high up, I still hold
all
it down.
All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chucks. All I wanna do is make my music and smoke my weed. Fuck my bitch and count my cheese. If you don't give a damn, well, I don't give a fuck. But I dare a nigga step on my chucks. I'm fucking him up.
Test Me, featuring Nick Rich. Turn up.
Turn up. Counting paper, make a play. I wanna turn up. Triple stack up in my body.
Test Me.
Turn up. Can't go to sleep. All I can do is go in. Turn up.
Everything green. Green.
I'm fresh up off the runway. High
tied up for like 2 days. Blast off on Friday and ain't coming back till Sunday. I skipped the whole weekend. In Pluto, bitch, I'm freaking. I'm trying to get some hard pussy. Fuck a human being, I'ma turn up to the max. Blowing rellos with my people. Take a bitch and tell her that I ain't fucking in my people's. I ain't jumping in the cash. She said, hurry up, told her put the girl up in your shower. Turn it up, drop that ass. Bust at me, bitch, I bust at you. All over your face and your hair too. I ain't playing when I say that. I'm so sky high, grip my feet like I don't even know what the fuck I'm on. Run up on a film man like what's up, nigga. You said I'm out my mind. Told him I know, but I really feel fine. I'm trying to turn up one more time.
I'm on my way to the moon. Take out. Only when I'll be back, yeah. You don't get to me soon. You'll be left in the back, yeah. Got a bad bitch in my room.
What you doing?
She with us in my room.
Yeah.
Got a couple things we gon' do. First thing, turn up the volume.
Right there.
Turn up.
Yeah. Counting, babe, I make a play. I wanna
turn up.
Triple stack up in my body, I'm a
turn up.
Can't go to sleep, all I can do is go in.
Turn up,
yeah.
Turn up,
yeah, yeah. Shout out to Money Mitch, shout out to Eddie Kane. Talking about my crew wrong, it shout out that for the thing. Always turning up, they gon' never turn down.
Here,
don't turn that down. If she a stallion, turn her down.
Girl, I'm a
beast, girl, I'm a
beast.
And a dog. Triple stack, that's what she on. I broke my nigga, she fucked my boy, smoking loud, can't kill the knock. Now watch me turn up in this bitch. All the hoes think we treating, cause we throw $1,000 in the same eddy breathing. My brain stuck on high, shades on them fries. Walk around the whole girl like the motherfucker of mine. Look at shine, fuck a light show. Tell her why they can't stand us. Walk in this bitch with no damn manners. Came here to turn up for your camera. Came here to shit all on your standards. Down from stages, get the jamming. Gone to the moon tonight, no kidding. Show these hoes what my kids look like, not in them go.
I'm on my way to the moon.
Take out.
Don't know when I'll be back, yeah. You don't get to me soon. You'll be left in the back, yeah. Got a bad bitch in my room.
What you doing?
She with us in my room,
yeah.
Got a couple things we gon' do. First thing, turn up the volume.
Right there.
Turn up.
Baby, make a play, I wanna
turn up.
Triple stack up in my body, I'ma
turn up.
Can't go to sleep, all I can do is go in.
Turn up,
yeah.
Turn up.
You ever seen that show, Cops? Well, I was watching it one time, and there was this cop on. He was talking about this gunfight he had in the hallway with this guy, right? And he just unloaded on this guy, and nothing happened. He didn't hit nothing. Okay, it was just him and this guy. I mean, you know, it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man, go walk with a shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide fucking open.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it,
dude. I said don't do that.
Hey, you know, why are you fucking freaking out on us?
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today. I'm through.
Well, why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I bet you $10,000 he'll last his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped it?
Oh, what the fuck's happening?
Oh, man. Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I've seen some crazy-ass shit in my time, but just
chill out, man. I told you it was an accident. You probably went over a bump or something.
Hey, the car ain't hit no motherfucking bump.
Hey, look, man, I didn't mean to shoot the son of a bitch. The gun went off. I don't know why.
Well, look at this fucking mess, man. We're on a city street in broad daylight here.
I can't believe it, man.
Well, believe it now, motherfucker. We got to get this car off the road. You know, cops tend to notice shit like you're driving a car and drinking this fucking blood.
Just take it to a friendly place, that's all.
This is the Valley, Vincent. Marcellus ain't got no friendly places in the Valley.
Well, dude, take my fucking town, man.
Shit.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio. Playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You still got time to call in if you want to call in. 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. Let's see if everybody's still good. Levi, still good?
Yep.
All right. And then Juice, how you feeling? You still good? Juice. No? All right. Check your mute button in case, Juice. If not, just yell, I guess, when you get back on. But like I said, I'm not going to spend this whole show on education, but while we were at the musical break, the homegirl sent me just some stats, Levi. Look at this, just because I asked for some stats. Check these out real quick, right? Now, this is now, in 2011, the overall dropout rate for the U.S. was 7%. Now, I'm not all good with numbers and everything like that, so I'm going to round that up to 10, all right? So we'll just say 10%. So that means across the U.S., 10% of America's graduates, every graduate will drop out, you know, don't make it. Now, for those that, you know, don't know math, let's just say 100 people, you know what I mean? That's the easiest way I work. I round up. I make math easy for me, you know what I mean? I round up 10% of 100 is 10 people, 200, because all you got to do is take off that extra zero. You know, it's easy, just a quick math education for y'all if you ever got to deal with 10% of shit. So, but when you think about that, I mean, you know, you think 100 people, you know, 10 of them don't graduate, you know, that's not that bad. You know, you probably don't think of that. 220 people, blah, blah, blah. But we're talking to, like, millions and billions, you know, millions of people in the U.S., and 10% of that. You know what I mean? I'm just not going, just not going to school, just not giving a fuck, just not caring. And I just want to say this, because I want y'all to really think about that. Like, think about that. Like, millions and millions of people in the U.S. alone. This is just USA, because, you know, other countries be kicking their kids' ass about education and shit. Japan and them Oriental motherfuckers be in school out here like 16 hours sometimes, 18 hours type shit. I may be exaggerating, but they be in school longer than we be in school, all right? But as far as, like, over here, like I said, 10% of, like, 15 million, you know what I mean? That's a lot of motherfuckers just dropping out of school and not giving a fuck. That's a lot of people. And, again, these are people that are, you know, they always worry about Mexicans taking certain jobs and everything like that. No, these are these people or just that don't got no job. These are people that are on welfare, sucking up the government's money while we're in trillion-dollar debt and shit and everything like that, while we're borrowing money from other countries and things like that. Like I said, I paid attention to some school, economics, everything like that. Like I said, some of this shit sticks to you when you pay attention. But it's just an alarming rate. And this is 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure it's even worse now. You know what I mean? That's already 2 years ago, just that amount. And then let's see. Also, I see one here that says what? That 88,300 people drop out a day. A day.
That's just sick.
8,300 students drop out a day. And these are the people, that's what I'm saying. These are the people that is out here just doing nothing but fucking and doing all kind of other dumb shit all day because they ain't got nothing better to do because they don't feel that school and education is important. I'm just going to sit around, fuck, create babies that I don't want to take care of, that I'm not going to give a fuck about. These are them. These are them right here. These 8,300 people that drop out on a daily basis. These are them. You know what I mean? And I'm just talking, like I said, it's not just black people, but I'm pretty sure, but it's majority black folks. Because, again, we get on that shit where it's like, you know what, if this ain't making me no money. I said it myself. If it ain't making me money or happy, then fuck it. I said it myself. But that doesn't go with education, y'all, because you got to see the big picture when it comes to education. You put in the work, then the money come down the line because you're going to be educated. Y'all got to see this all the time. The most education that you have, the more that you're able to do, you know, as far as the world goes, the more that you know, the more you will get paid. That's what it really is. Because trust me, all these rappers that you see out here trying to blow all this money and everything and spend all this money and do all this or whatever, trust me, there's a lot of white folks and other people way above them looking at them like, look at these niggas. You know what I mean? Like, you get what I'm saying, Levi? Like, these niggas think that they balling. And then these white people way up higher than them looking at these niggas like, oh, these niggas are stupid with their little chump change and shit. You know what I mean? With pockets. You know what I mean? With actual pockets out there, y'all. Looking at the rappers like they big time and all. There's these motherfuckers above them, like motherfuckers that own basketball teams and shit. You know what I mean? You always hear about a rapper trying to get a piece of a basketball team. A piece. Because there's a white dude somewhere that owned the whole motherfucking thing. And he's like, oh, little nigga want a piece, here you go. You know what I mean? That's what they be thinking. They're cool with you. They're cool with people getting on a certain level, because even that level that you think is all super high and everything like that, there's shit way past that. Way past that. How do you think all this shit gets built? Like, all these fucking, how do you think they rebuilding, you know, the Twin Towers and shit? You know what I mean? It's all. It's not really just the government. There's some big time. There's some big time money investors out there that invested in that and saw some big time real estate shit coming from that along the lines. If you want to go along the, you know, the conspiracy theory shit, but I'm not going as far as that. I'm just simply saying, as you know, if somebody destroys something and you want to build it up, you know, that's construction companies. That's, and there's somebody who runs the construction company. And could you imagine being the construction company that rebuilds the Twin Towers? You know what I mean? You already go down in history for being that. Bet you there's some white dude sitting on top of that. You know what I mean? They laugh at rappers. You know what I mean? They laugh at them.
Really,
sorry,
do.
That's what they do. And like we were saying earlier, you know what I mean? It's not like rappers is out here trying to further themselves or anything like that. They're doing what they're doing. They're being entertainment. They're providing music. That's what it is. So it's cool. But again, there's all y'all. Y'all thinking too small out there in the world, man. This too small. You know, it's big. It's big. Y'all think MTV, BET, y'all think all this shit is just the stop. You're supposed to use that, which is why I can kind of respect Jay-Z in a sense. You know what I mean? Because he done made a lot of money. He done did what he had to do, but he's trying to invest it in certain things or whatever. You know, Ice Cube kind of the same way. He did some movies and everything like that. He's investing in his own shit. You know what I mean? So you gotta get some money and invest it. You know, but motherfuckers don't know what invest means. Like, they don't, because they never, you know, motherfuckers don't have bank accounts. You know how many niggas don't have bank accounts? Like, how can you not have a bank account? Because you ain't never had enough money to need one. You know, when you're dealing with hustle money or whatever, you don't really think about banks. You know, you don't think about checks. Unless you're trying to, you know, somebody hit me up today. This is some, all motherfuckers are still trying to crack checks. For those that don't know what crack checks means, it's like you have somebody print out some checks in one of your homeboys' names or whatever, or something like that, some fake business check or something like that, then have them go to your local check cashing place or whatever and try to get that shit cashed out or whatever. That's what breaking checks is. But I can't believe this motherfucker actually hit me up today talking about, can you drive me around, because I got the homeboy trying to bust some checks and everything real quick. Like number one, this is some shit. We was busting checks like 15, 20 years ago. I wouldn't try to bust a check right now. Like I said, if my life depended on it right now, the way security and everything is all like that now. You know what I mean? It's about being smart. Motherfuckers ain't smart. And they still doing old shit thinking that these motherfuckers ain't caught up on game right now. Motherfuckers is going to jail over their Facebook post and Twitter post. You know, niggas post up shit on Facebook and motherfuckers is popping up at their house like you're under arrest. Like, you think... I'm just frustrated, man. Just frustrated. Even if we are on the education kick, but this, look, what else I got? Here you go. Annually, here's another one. Annually, $3 million a year at least. Dropout. We're just talking about the dropouts, folks. These are just the dropouts. These are people that can't even get through what pre-K to the fucking 12th grade. You telling me 3 million people a year? Did I say 3 million or 30? I think it's 30. Did I say 30? 3 million. Okay, see, I want to think 30. I'm trying to exaggerate. But what? 3 million. You telling me 3 million people a year cannot get through the 12th grade? And it's not because people, like I said, it's not because people are just stupid. They're not, people aren't, you're not born dumb. I mean, it's something along the lines made you think being dumb was cool, but nobody is born fucking stupid.
Some people are.
Think so? I mean, unless you're retarded, no, but I mean, everybody, unless you're born with some kind of brain deficiency or some kind of damage or something like that, we all start off on the same, you know what I mean? Overall, like I said, we're not speaking individually. Maybe you were an orphan, dropped off on somebody's doorstep when you was a kid. I mean, we're not talking about every specific story. I'm just basically saying when you're born into this world or whatever, unless you got some kind of brain deficiency or something like that, everybody starts off on the same page on the clean slate. You know, and then, like I said, however you believe, nature, nurture, whatever, whatever side of the coin you want, as you grow up or whatever, then you start to pick up things, you start to learn as you go, whatever. But eventually, you get to the school, which is on top of, it's supposed to be a combined thing as well. It's supposed to be a combined thing. You know what I mean? It's the parents at home and school. It's supposed to be on the same level in some shape, way, or form. But now, like I said, there aren't that many parents. Parents are trying to just get rid of kids just so they can have time during the day to do whatever the fuck they want to do because they don't want to deal with their kid. It's not about, you know what I mean? People ain't even sending their kids to school for school. They just sending them there because they want a break for the day. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. I see girls and guys dread having to go pick their kids. It's like, oh, shit, got to go pick up this motherfucker from school. Like, I've seen it.
Be like
this shit is hilarious. Oh, now my day's ruined. I gotta go pick up these kids and shit like that or whatever. But it's not break time. It's like a lot of parents are seeing it as break time for them. A lot of kids are seeing it as a waste of time. But it's neither of the above. Last one. Let's see. Without a diploma, it disqualifies. Look at this. Look at this. Without a diploma, high school diploma, at least high school diploma. All right. Without that. That disqualifies you from 90% of the job market. Let that sink into your head for a brief second. If you do not have a high school diploma, pre-K through 12th grade, that eliminates you from 90% of the job market. 90%. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers in basketball don't even have them kind of shooting records. You know what I mean? That's not, y'all know what 90 is not. It's not how 10. Look at the opposite of that, right? Now let's look at this. Really, like 10% of people, 10% of the world. You know what I mean? Drop out. That's 10% of 90%. Okay, now you see again. That's a small. You see that as a small section. But look at it the other way, right? 90% of the jobs out there in the world. You need that high school diploma for 90%. And trust me, that last 10% of jobs, that's the
fast food.
Motherfuckers washing dishes in somebody's back house. That's the motherfuckers, you know, cleaning garbage cans and shit. That's the motherfuckers probably, that's probably Habib and them, you know what I mean, the 7-Eleven type shit. You stalking back there. That's what that last 10% is. That last 10%. Is motherfuckers where you can't even really be a documented worker. Motherfuckers got to pay you under the table type shit. That's what that last 10% is. That means you cannot fucking walk. I don't think y'all understand what percentage. I don't know. Because this is alarming to me. This is why I'm scared for the world. Because you got to realize, let's take it a step further. All these people that's dropping out, these 3 million a year, right? 3 million people a year. Who don't have a diploma, who can't get a job, and who can't get a job, who don't want to do those last 10% of jobs, but don't have the education to for any of the other 90% of the jobs, are all these niggas out here looking for motherfuckers to rob, looking for motherfuckers to do other shit, you know, crack, coke, jail, this, that. These are the same bitches with 4 or 5 kids, can't raise them, hooking, hoeing, or whatever. You know, I'm thinking worst-case scenarios, but a lot of these is the motherfuckers that's doing this shit. The same niggas that black folks be talking about, man, I can't stand niggas, niggas this, that. These is them niggas. These is them. And then what I can't stand, this is how dumb people are, because like I said, and a lot of y'all youngins out there now, like, and when I say young, I'm still talking like 15 to 21 kind of in a sense or whatever, if you are even listening to this, or even 21, you know what I mean, maybe 21, 26. Y'all in there, get your shit together now because you don't want to be that 30, 40, 50-year-old that just like, huh? Because I see these people talking about, man, I need a job. Man. I should have stayed in school when I was in school. Yeah, you fucking right. Too bad it took you 30, 40 years to realize that shit. Same people was telling you the same shit back in the day. You didn't want to listen to nobody. Oh, but now, you know, nigga, life done fucked you up. And you want to sit there and like, oh, man, I should have just stayed. Yeah, you're right. Like I said, no sympathy over here. Because, no matter what, like I was trying to tell y'all before, like following these stars, like look at DMX ass, right? I was a big DMX fan. Big DMX. I still am now as far as his music goes. But that's it, his music. I don't agree with this nigga running butt-naked around hotel rooms. what he's out here doing now. You know, I don't get that. If you see TMZ lately, like I said, DMX is out here. This is what I mean. See, a nigga found something he could do, has some money, and then it's also like, this is what education also does anyway. If you were educated enough, you know, if you got some money in the rap game or whatever, something like that, you would know how to invest it and to put it where and everything like that. Look at what dumb rappers do when they get money, and that's exactly what the white folks above them expect them to do, is waste it and blow it. That's exactly what they expect them to do. And then these niggas run out of money, and we'll just stick with DMX. Like I said, I'm a big DMX fan. As far as his rapping goes, like I said, I would still bang a lot of DMX shit now more than a lot of shit going on right now. But as far as him as a person, he's fucking up. Done been on reality shows and shit, trying to fix things with his ex-wife, and that shit all didn't work out. You know what I mean? He done exposed himself all over the world and everything like that. He's out here, like I said, running around butt naked in hotel rooms just because he felt like it. Nah, I don't roll with none of that shit. I don't roll with it. I don't roll with none of that, but that's what I'm saying. So it's not about the music, because like I said, what people do as far as music goes, it just shows you music and people's personal lives is two completely different things. But people follow people's music. People are following the wrong things. You get all wrapped up in that, want to follow along on that, don't realize that that same motherfucker is out there doing some dumb shit. All these motherfuckers, like I said, I don't know how you get money to then do some dumb shit. People can do enough dumb shit by themselves, you know what I mean, without no money. But you want to get all these millions of dollars, then you want to get caught with cocaine or something. Then you want to get caught with weed. Niggas' whole tour buses is getting pulled over and shit. You got to, like I was saying, this is where the lack of education comes in from, too, because you give a nigga a whole lot of money, and he don't know no better. He going to go out there and act the ass, and he's somebody going to catch his ass, acting the ass, and he's going to get locked up. They trying to catch people. You know? Who was the dude? 2 Chainz said it himself, I think. I think 2 Chainz said he done seen more cops since he became a rapper than when he was selling dope or whatever, wherever he's from and doing all that or whatever. He done have more contact with police now because they think all rich niggas or at least niggas that got money is dumb. Why? Because look at the history. How many rappers done went down for dumb shit? How many times? 9 out of 10, because, like I said, because you sitting on millions of dollars or whatever, you want to ride around in a car with a big brick of weed and all your drugs, you know what I mean, and everything with you, on you and everything like that, like it's legal, like they're untouchable. Because niggas think they are. They wait for it. They wait for it. That's why it's really sad and scary. They better hope I don't never get no money. Never get no money, y'all. I'll show you how a real nigga does with some money. I'll show y'all. But it ain't going to happen. They're too busy giving it to these cats. But, again, as far as education, it's just scary. Because, again, these are the same niggas who, you know, the 3 million that's dropping out a year, the same niggas and bitches that's out here robbing people, that's out here killing people, you know, trying to get over, trying to do this, trying to do that. The same motherfuckers you got to watch, the same motherfuckers jacking people. Nigga, I'll do whatever, nigga. I got to give mine, man. Ain't nobody, the same niggas crying about, man, they don't want to give me no job. I wouldn't give your dumb ass no motherfucking job either. Because you stupid. Who the fuck, you know, it's business. Even on a business tip, if you own a business, do you want smart people working for you? Do you want dumb motherfuckers working for you? If it was a job about, okay, let me find out, let me get the dumbest people to work for me to do absolutely nothing, there are a lot of people that would just have work. You know, and it frustrates even me even more because, like I said, I'm in that line too. It frustrates me because I am educated without a job. So you really know I'm pissed off. But it's okay, because like I said, I can still look for a job. I know when it comes around for me or whatever, I'll have definitely a lot of opportunities to step into something. I'm not worried about that. The most I got to worry about is if they're going to run a drug test on a nigga. That's most I got to worry about. My education and all that shit is fine. Working record, you know, you can call up any of my employees. They're going to tell you whatever, you know, they're going to tell you I'm a good person. I'm not worried about none of that. The most I'm only thing that's going to fuck me up is a piss test if I got it, but there's ways around that as well. A lot of y'all niggas don't even know how to fill out an application. Nigga didn't even know what a resume was. What's a resume? Nigga, what's a resume? My fucking God, are you serious? You laughing, I'm serious.
You be like that, dog. It's some dumb niggas, man.
But But this is what I mean. We're being overrun now. That I keep saying this all the time. We're being overrun now. Because before it was like, you know, when a nigga didn't know what a resume was before, it was like, okay, well, here, nigga, you know, you might take that time to be like, let me help you out, did or whatever. But there's so many now where it's like that's the norm now. Like I said, when did the world switch? Where, like I said, when I was coming up, it was about. You know, it wasn't about having kids. You know, there were a lot more families that I can remember. I can remember going to the homie's house or whatever, and you know, mom and dad was in the house. I can remember a lot more families. I hear a lot more family stories now. But now it's the norm to be in a broken family. Kids being shipped back and forth. You know, that's normal now. It's the norm. You know, it's normal for niggas not to be educated. It's normal for motherfuckers not to be. Like, how I know things are switched up, like I said, when I get fucked with by the police, the first thing you know as far as black folks go, the first thing they ask black folks is, are you on probation or parole? That's the first thing they usually ask, at least as far as black folks go. I don't know what they ask other races. That's what they ask me whenever the fuck they pull me over. First question they ask is, are you on probation or parole? No. When that motherfucker sit there and ask me that same question like four times because he think I'm lying to him, that lets you know what kind of generation we're in and everything like that. Because he's sitting up here, because he's like, yo, he asked me, like, you probation or parole? No. Are you sure? Yeah. I mean, you're positive because you know I'm going to run your name, right? And no, I'm not on fucking probation or parole. You know, it's so shocking to him that he'd have pulled over a black man that's not on probation or parole. Like, oh, my God. But that's where we're at, because I'm sure any other nigga you pull over majority of the night is going to be on probation or parole for something. And this is why I'm mad at work. I'm like pissed off. It's not even nothing to really be pissed off about, because, like I said, it's y'all lives. I mean, y'all got to live whatever y'all got to live, but this shit is going to fuck with us. You know, it's going to fuck with people that's actually trying to do something. This is the type of shit, because when the balance is tilted or tipped too far on one side, then shit's going to falter. Shit's going to falter. And I'm speaking on this in L.A., you know what I mean? In L.A., it's already gruff and grimy out here. I know there's a lot of cities out there, a lot of other cities across the U.S., shit, overseas and everything. There are some real grimy, hungry, thirsty type niggas and bitches out there in the world that really just do whatever to get over on some shit. I just know it. Because we got them out here in L.A. too. But, I mean, other places just 10 times worse. I can just imagine. But that's where we're at. You see, and the niggas like us got to get burners and shit, leave out, you know what I mean, and make sure none of these dumb niggas try to catch up on us slipping and everything. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it is. Niggas don't be wanting burners and shit, but I got to have a burner. I feel like I need a burner because one of these 10% niggas, we're going to call them that. One of these 10% niggas is going to try to get me slipping. And I'm serious, though. One of these 10% niggas, that's what we're going to call them. Okay, bang our radio. Yeah, I heard it first.
10% yeah, niggas. 10% niggas.
10% niggas and bitches. 10%. But that's what it's going to be, because like I said, and even because when I did have a job, you know what I mean, I was smart about it. When I did have a job, and I was, like I said, I just got, when they shut down my office that I was at most recently or whatever, that was the most money I was making. Everything was all good and everything, you know, I was all fine. You know, the show was never missed. Everything was all good, you know what I mean? But I didn't portray it like that. Like I said, when niggas get money, they go all out there and they show it out, like, and they basically asking for it is what I call it. That's what we call it out here in L.A. When you're out there on some big flash, big flossy, like, yo, look at me, look what I got, whoop, whoop, this, that. Nigga, you're asking for it. That's what we call it in the land. I don't know what they call it most of it, but you're asking to get got, showing it off like that. Because, again, when it comes to music, when it comes to how you carry yourself, when it comes to anything, if it's good and it's positive, it's going to show on its own. You don't have to floss it like that. You don't have to put it out there like that, because there's going to be somebody out there looking to take that shit. One of these 10% niggas going to come and get that shit, and you're going to be mad. Hold on real quick. Miss Paula, how you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How you doing?
I've been better. Like I said, you know how I feel about stupid people, and we seem to get caught in the stupid conversation tonight. These motherfuckers out here is ignorant. What's going on with you?
I'm good. You know, I just had to say something because I'm a preschool teacher, so it's something I've been doing for 11 years. So I've done a lot of research on education. And and I didn't really see too much about this story, but I actually just went and looked at some of the tweets that he was sending out. And, I mean, I was, you know, and then people were going back and forth, you know, there's pros and cons or whatever. But, you know, it is known that as far as, you know, when he was talking about brainwashing, I don't know if he was talking about the bias that's in public school education, because there are people that do feel like that there's a lot of bias, and then, you know, you have the achievement gap, and then they have tests that say that it's culturally biased, and that's why some people fail. But instead of saying, you know, instead of saying, well, school brainwashes the youth and you should just not go to school, maybe he should have said something like, let's fight for unbiased education. Let's go into these schools and actually do things to take all this stuff out, you know, that, you know, because, you know, once I got into college, I did realize that there were things that the teachers left out. You know what I'm saying? There are things that are omitted out of the textbook that you don't know about. And once you do, you know, say you do graduate high school and then you go on to a higher education, you can take all this stuff and basically re-educate yourself or whatever you want to call it. But I'm very glad that I stayed in school, and I am very appreciative for my family for being so tough and strict on me the way that they were, because I'm basically the first one that went to college, and they're proud of me, and I'm proud of me, too. I mean, I still have, as you should be.
Because, you know? like you were just saying, when you – if they want to fix schools, okay, let's do that then. But then let's tear it all down, you know what I mean? Schools are underfunded, you know what I mean? So they ain't pumping no money to school. You know, it's like everybody that gave up on education. I'm not just going to put it on the kids or anything like that. I mean, it goes across the board. I mean, you got the government that don't fund the schools properly. You got the teachers that don't give a fuck or whatever. They just trying to collect a check, because there aren't that many teachers out there that actually enjoy what they're doing. I had, it was funny, because when I was in high school, I had two teachers basically that really, like, stood out for me. I remember all my teachers, a lot of them. If I really think about it, I can remember a lot of them because they made that kind of impact. But then you always have those kind of teachers that really stand out, you know, the teachers that it's not just about teaching. You know, they care about their students. They do the best they can to help. They want to push you that far. I had two teachers that was completely opposite of each other, but they did the same thing. Like, I had one teacher that was like a positive enforcement, you know what I mean? That was always, you guys, the type of shit where it's like, as long as you didn't fail a test, like, we would have tests all year, right, maybe once a week or something like that, once every 2 weeks, whatever. As long as you didn't fail the test, you could retake that same test as many times as you needed to by the end of the semester in order to get an A on it. So technically, you could sit there and have straight A's throughout the end of the year. You know what I mean? He was that type of person, because on his side of things, he was like, well, you're obviously learning and you keep trying or whatever. So, I mean, why would I stop you or negate you from trying and also giving you some kind of incentive, which worked, you know, in my opinion. But then I also had another teacher who was complete opposite of that, which was funny, too. He was like, man, he fucked with all the classes the same. And then, you know, he had the different periods, so each of us would talk about shit from different classes or whatever. But basically also shit like, this is my dumbest class. Well, no, you guys are cool. My third period class is dumber than you guys or whatever. But he had that negative motivation, but he was funny about it. You know what I mean? And it was just, and I was a teacher's aide for one of his classes, and I would go in there, and he was like, he would ask me some shit. And this is the next year, you know, I already survived all this bullshit, and I'm in the next year, and I'm coming back, you know, fucking with the new students in there now. And he's like, man, I don't know if your class was dumber than these people right here, you know, but just straight out in the open. But that's who he was. People respected him for that. You know, he was the type of motherfucker like, man, you either going to come in here and you're going to learn something, or you're going to be a dumbass. And he was calling people stupid. Like, nigga, you stupid. Like, he didn't say it like that, but basically, but that's what he, that kind of attitude. But it's that kind of, but he didn't say it in a way, you know what I mean? He didn't say it in a way to try to downplay or to take away or to try to make you not want to do anything. It was basically like a little kick in the ass, kind of the same shit I be doing over here. Because it's still putting it to the side, like, you know what, man, you fucking up, doing da-da-da-da, whatever. But he gave it to you straight. You know, you can't help but respect that. So then he would be the type of motherfucker like, man, you're failing, and it's your fault you're failing. I'm going to try to help you not to fail, but if you want to fail, then you're going to fail, and I will be glad to give you an F with a big, fat, felt-tip marker. You know what I mean? So, but, like I said, however, it goes across the board. Like I said, schools, teachers, students, family, parents, and that's another thing that's scary about it, too, because, I mean, at least as far as what I used to think about it, when I was growing up and going through all that shit, it all kind of ran together. you know what I mean? The teachers were cool or whatever. I was somewhat motivated and everything. Parents kept whooping my ass, making sure, you know, you don't dreading that report card coming home, if you, especially if you knew what was on it and what may happen, you know, like you get the progress report that come out, you get a D on the progress report, but you promise it'll be a B by the time the regular one come out because you try to tell them, you know, I got some tests that weren't marked yet or, yeah, all kind of shit. But it all ran together. But now, like I said, everything's all over the place, man. School's fucked up. People more worried about their phones and their iPads than reading a book. People that don't even read books on their iPad. I mean, I would cheat on reading books. I don't like reading books either, y'all. Like I said, I know. I don't want to read the books in school and everything, but when you're in school, you read books. When you're not in school, you get the Cliff Notes or you find the book on tape or something like that or whatever, but you do it. But you still do it, like, even if you want to cut a corner or something like that, which you shouldn't, you know what I mean? By all means, everybody just go read a book or whatever, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you to do something that I didn't do myself. Like I said, Cliff Notes are bomb. Cliff Notes work. You know, that little yellow book with the black stripes on it, go find you whatever book you need. But even nowadays, there's an app for that probably. You know what I mean? You probably got an app for that. So it's very simple. It's very easy.
It's a goddamn app for everything.
There is probably an app for that. So it's like, I just know as far as I go in school, if the technology I had, if the technology we have now, we had in school, I think as far as my class, my generation, if we could take that with us back, shit would have been popping. It wouldn't be on the shit that it'll be popping. Because, I mean, I was also turning up shit way back then or whatever, you know. It just seems weird to me now. I just don't get it. But maybe I'm not supposed to anymore because I'm not there anymore. So I don't know. Kind of late, but we're going to throw it in there real quick. Daggers double play. And then we'll be right back and close this off. Miss Paula hanging out. Levi Kevin hanging out. We've just been talking education today. And, yeah, it's good that we talk this on Slap Sundays because, again, a lot of y'all dumb motherfuckers out there, man. And just like ugly people shouldn't have kids, I feel like dumb people shouldn't have kids. That's dumb people should not be able to, before I even get in a double play. See, that out of here. Because, like, there are other countries that I think, I don't know if it's Japan, China, one of them places over there. You have to go ask the government if you want to have kids. You know what I mean? You gotta go get put on a list or something like that. There's a process to it. It's not like you could just have a kid, and if you do, or if your girl is pregnant or something like that, I think there's somewhere you have to go report it or something like that. I don't know the details. I'm going to find out. I got to find out. But there's a progress to having kids over there. I wish, there's some things we need to have, I wish it was like that over here, you know what I mean, you shouldn't be able to just fuck and just have a kid and everything like that, you should have to go down, you know what I mean, first, you got to make sure, you know, can you afford a kid, is either one of y'all already on welfare or something like that, what's the highest education, at least one person has to finish high school out of the group, if you got two dumb people trying, like I said, it's not going to work, at least one of, this should be part, you should have to have an application to have kids, some shit will work out from other countries, I'm sorry, as far as kids go, I think that's one of them. Because there are a lot of people out here that shouldn't be having kids. Dumb people, ugly people, they all mixing or whatever, and they all doing all kind of shit, and they ain't doing nothing else but sitting around and just having motherfucking kids and just raising more dumb motherfuckers. And nothing worse than a stupid-ass little kid. My baby niece and nephew, barely 1.5, going on 2. These motherfuckers is talking and shit, you know, but they smart in their own way because you still got to develop the rest of it. But they smart in their own way. You know what I mean? And you know when you can see it in a kid, like, oh, they're gonna grow up and go that way. They're gonna grow up. Do you ever see a kid that, like, that motherfucker is dumb and he's dumb already? Like, I don't know if this is just me. I'm sorry. Like, just like those ugly kids, like they're dumb kids. Like you try to, and you can't even play it off because they're kids. Because no, there are other kids that age that don't do that shit because they at least got some type of sense. That's a dumb one right there. But you're not doing anything about it. You're not leading that anyway. So then he thinks that dumb shit is cool, or she thinks that dumb shit is cool, and then that dumb shit keeps reiterating itself. When you, as a parent, as an adult figure or whatever, when you see something, the kid do something smart, like I said, when my niece comes over here, we sit over here and go through colors. I point at shit. What color is that? Yellow. What color is that? Green. What color is that? Red. Like, And she enjoys it. She smiles at the fact that she's getting shit right and everything like that. It is beautiful to her. My nephew, Baby, that'd be running his motherfucking mouth off. Now, my niece don't like to talk, because I'm just saying that's the girl in her. You know what I mean? I already see that already. She just feels she don't got to talk. She can just point at something and feel like a nigga's just going to run over there and get it, which I do, but I only do that for her. You know what I mean? Because she's spoiled. That's I just raising a little brat right there, but she's not mine, so I don't got to worry about that. Send her home to her mama. Now, my nephew, though, like I said, he sit there talking his ass off. I walk in there. He enunciating everything. I walk into the house. He turns around and tells my baby niece, look, our uncle is here. Yay. And enunciating and everything. Like, this nigga talking better than a lot of grown niggas. They're like, and he only pick up on what people say around the house. This is what we're talking. This is a prime example right here. Yeah, so point the blame where you want to, point the finger where you want to, wherever. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care at this point. But shit is fucked up, and I've been saying it for a long time. Everything's on a down slope now. And once education is gone, like I said, they already gave up on everything. They already gave up on relationships. People don't give a fuck about relationships. There's no loyalty in the world anymore. You know, throw that out the window. You know, family, no family. No fuckers. You know, families are all fucked up. Throw that out. You know, that's gone. You know, what's left? Education. They don't give a fuck about education either. What are we holding on to? What is there left? Or is this what it is all the time, right? It's just all about the money, all about the money, all about, man, chasing money and get you fucked up. People don't realize. It was some movie, I forget what it said. At least as far as niggas go, whatever, just overall. As far as bitches go, niggas, just, I'm going to say this because I saw this in the movie, it made sense. It's like, fellas, you will lose a lot of money chasing bitches, but you will never lose bitches chasing money. All right, now that's really basic, but at the same time, you should not be chasing money for bitches. You shouldn't even be chasing money. If it comes, it comes. We all know that money is needed for things, but don't make it, you know what I mean? Don't make it important. You know, it's not living, dying over. It's like, find something that works for you and be happy and make that work. You know, don't get greedy. Don't go overboard with shit. And you shouldn't cut down the next man to get where you need to go, because eventually something may happen to you. Karma, all this, there's just a lot of shit out there right now. But education is number one. You don't want people to fuck with you. Be smarter than them. That's it. That's how I see a lot of shit. You know, that's how I get through a lot of shit. Motherfuckers that fuck with me, it's like, no, I'm smarter than you, though, so why am I even going to deal with this? You got to have that. I mean, I'm sorry, because there's just dumb people in the world. And I don't deal with stupidity. If I was a dumb motherfucking person, if I was stupid myself, then I could probably deal with a lot more stupid shit. But the fact that I'm not pisses me off when I'm around people doing stupid shit. Because that ain't me. But, yeah, we're going to end the show with Dagger Throw Play. We're going to let my people say goodbye real quick. So, Miss Paula, any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Anything like that? Any shout-outs you want to give? Any goodbyes before we get out of here?
Shout-out to Banger Radio. That's it.
Thank you. And, of course, Levi Kev, any shout-outs you want to get real quick before we get up out of here, let people know where they can find you. We all know we can Google you, my nigga, but let them know anything else real quick.
Yeah, man. It's your boy Levi Kev, H-Time Zone. Like Dagger said, Google me, you know what I mean? L-E-V-I-C-E-V, The Gift and the Curse, March 2K14. Y'all look out for my boy Somo, who is currently on tour right now, coming to a city near you. Of course, Bang Out Radio, every day, all day, West Up, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that fucks with Bang Out Radio, I fucks with you. Shit, you know what I mean.
Yeah, man. And like I said, y'all know me, man. Like I said, I did a lot of running my mouth today. But, again, I take it boils down to stupidity. I feel if people were smarter, a lot of things wouldn't be happening in the world right now. A lot of things would be different. There would be a lot of situations people wouldn't be in. There would be a lot of it would just be better, you know. And that's what it boils down to. Motherfuckers is just stupid, man. And the fact that they don't care that they're stupid. It's okay. I'll be all right. I'll either do something that'll make me a lot of money, or I'll just go serve this. I'll just go serve this up or whatever, and I'll be all right. I'll be straight. You know, people are settling for less. People are okay with having less. People are okay with just whatever other people want to give them, or this, that, or whatever. People are okay with that, and they're settling for shit. Because if I can't have it, well, I could watch it on this reality show, or I could fantasize it about it over here, or I can get lost in BET and all this and that or whatever, and you could just, like I said, take it from somebody. Like I said, I'm pissed off at the fact that I'm not working and I'm not putting my education towards anything or whatever and all this and this, that, and all. It upsets me because, no, I don't want to settle for that. I know I'm better than that. I know I want more. I want better. And it's not just because I'm greedy. It's because, shit, I deserve that. If you feel you're on, when you feel you're on a certain point or you have certain skills and everything like that, then you feel you deserve things at least up to that level, if not beyond that. I'm not telling everybody, you know, don't reach for the stars, don't do what you got to do and everything like that, because we all want to get there. But, yes, an education gives you like a stepping stone, gives you like a boost. You know, you don't have to really start on the very, very bottom or whatever or something like that. But then also at the same time, you always got something to fall back on. You always want to be able to do multiple things. I can multitask. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this and that at the same time. You don't want to have only one kind of game. You don't want to only have one road you can walk on. You don't want to only have, just like all these people out here, like I said, look at basketball players and everything like that. That's all they know is basketball. All they know, all they know, all they know. One injury, all they shit is fucked up. All they shit is fucked up. One injury. And niggas can't fall back on shit because all they've ever known was fucking basketball. Now they got to be a sports announcer or something like that. You know what I mean? Or go to one of the shows and everything like that so they can just talk about basketball because that's all they ever know is fucking basketball. You want to multitask. You want to know everything. You want to know more, 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 more. The more you know, the better you are, the better off you can be. As long as you take that knowledge and take that and use it towards something, invest it in yourself, invest it in your family, invest it in a project, invest it in something. And then when you get to where you want to go, secure yourself. Save some shit. Put some shit away. Don't blow it. You know what I mean? Secure yourself. And then also, if you want to help out the homies or raise a family or whatever, they always say it like this. You always build your house before you try to move somebody else in or before you try to build another one. Build your shit up. Make sure it's strong, solid, rock solid. It ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? You got money in the bank. Got money in your pocket. Got your spot. You got this, that. You got these locked up. Then you go on and do something else. You know what I mean? Because you got that shit situated. You can't do everything at once. And you can't make everybody happy. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. But all right, y'all, like I said, we're going to end the show on Daggers Double Play. So I'm going to share right now with my girl, Ms. Paula, because I always did love this remix, all right? And like I said, Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. The Triple M Show tomorrow, Mo Music Monday, 7 to 9. Make sure you get at us. West Coast Wednesday, something nice with my co-host, Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics from 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All talk, no music, all right? It's been fun. Like I said, had to get that out. Like I said, ugly people shouldn't be having kids, dumb people shouldn't be having kids, and just be smart. And if you a dumbass, don't let your kid be a dumbass. All right, at least slap the shit out of them. As far as dumb as you are, don't make sure that they do better than you then. All right? Because there's too many of them out there in the world. I'm out.
What's crackin', Miss Paula? It's the Dagger here. You killed them on that cold Swiss. I mean, they dead. The bodies is all over everywhere. I mean, I see them. But I'm fucking with you, though. You know what I mean? I gotta get in on this, too.
Taught me about the system. Streets taught me how to work it. I'm focused on my grind while you barely scratch the surface. Crooked smiles surrounding me. I never lost my purpose. I got too much to lose. You can never say I'm worthless. Against all predictions, yeah, I got those haters nervous. I'm the best at destiny. Aren't you glad you made the purchase? Spitting flames and burning them. Lock them in my furnace. Kind of reason. Why? Cause I'm shorting out your circuit. My boys getting hurt and I spit that sweet venom.
Okay,
you know we
okay.
About to kill it. They mad and resentin'. Got you wrapped up, feeling apprehension. Take them all out, there will be no exemption. Did I forget to mention? This is the beginning. Your reign's about to fall.
Right,
we the team that's winning.
Yeah,
you're getting all emotional. I'm numb to the feeling. I'm about my business, boss lady in the building. Switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them. In the mirror and I see a new face. Now things got clear, different steers,
same
race. Never underestimate those on the street. If you get too close,
then
you make for the heat. I take it and I flip it. Lost ones get twisted. Ride is so ambitious. Smile yet ambitious. Everything's on safety. Yes, never maybe. Some think I'm crazy.
You were ill,
I decide the final prize, beaming through the highest sky. Crippled wings still apply, I exist between the lines. Rarity, hard to find, never ever been my shine. Gravity, still I ride, lifted and I'm flying high. Zero, ear gasping, making your brain spasm. Turn it, up gasping, turn it, up
gas and lit it in the mist. Watch it as it flips. Make the cold switch. Make the cold switch. Cold switching on them. 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 Remember when you told me I was gonna be nothing? Well, I took it with the work and I turned it into something. No more gazing out the window on what could have been. No more holding back. Close to your soul, step into the known. I'm on some other line, but I am on the lost in the zone, penetrate to the bone. Never be cloned, sweating every single stone. Flows moving through you like an ivy to your thing. Travel through your body, moving straight into your brain. Causing reactions, make you go insane. Put your ass to sleep like I'm numbing all the pain. So many times starting over, never feeling closer. Living life for everyone, I just want a closure. Notebook, my therapy, recording in my session. Pretty smiley covers, it don't go on first impression. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them, cold switching on them, cold switching on them, cold switching on them.
I'm from that Westland, buying we low riders and policies. First thing you learn is you gotta get it by any means. Women think they high class and heels with their high ass. That Westside make niggas hit the bank and spend cash real fast. Money makers making money as they should. We still getting hypey, we just going dumb in Mollywood. People like to talk shit, but you can keep the criticism saying that they hate LA. LA just ain't fucking with them. Gotta be a certain type to live this LA city life. We stay hungry, nothing satisfies our appetite. Every day's another fight, I'm laughing at you. You a joke, I let you niggas think I'm down Ollie with it. You faggot niggas dropping so stay up by my radius. I ain't hating, I just keep it homo free by preference. Yeah, Dagger is out here pissing on him. Why my girl Miss Paula?
Cold switching on him, 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 cold switch, cold switch, cold switch, cold switch, cold switching on him. Cold switching on them, 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 cold switch,
cold switch, cold switch, cold switch, cold switch,
cold switch. Oh shit, oh shit. The Dagger Bitches, aka 4DB with it. That anti-hater music. Oh, got Miss Shayla with me.
No, it's not just Shayla.
Say something to
me. It's Shayla Arabiosa Cruz. Get it right.
By now I thought you did it, but it's apparent you don't. I've been like, but look at them, they won't. Y'all are confused cats running through this maze like a lab rat. Doing anything for cheesing, that's a rat trap. You get that? I bet not. This world is filled with idiots. They saying, happy being ignorant. Sucking gunshots, cops, baby mama's bill collectors. Debts piling up, you grab the heat and down to do whatever. Looking for a nigga slipping, catch a nigga, flash your cash. Run up in the trap house, gaffle up the whole stash real fast. Giving you a sample of what niggas do. Everybody for themselves. It's fucked up, simple, but I ain't going back to Africa. I ain't living in the motherland, so gotta make it work and pay attention on a daily basis. Playing with your lives, and if they come and take
you, can't give up, you must hold it down. Cause there's too many haters, they all around.
I see them too.
Fuck them, Dagger, okay. Do what you do.
We got this, let's get them.
Just keep it real.
Talking shit during a conversation, Samuel with it. Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulate. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland above the swarms and shit is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats, somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat, your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I may like it, then start asking. Because my background and credit's good, it's nothing. I could cop a Uzi, shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it down. All right. Just keep it real and always stay
true. Yeah, I'm only being with it, that's what I'm gonna do, man.
crown jewel. All the new school neither, nigga, got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in, not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stopping. Should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside with the gang I represent. Everyone I know's a hustler. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you wanna sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.